let's all start with the difference, Pete. Trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. It's slow, you would say, ho, and around and out of course. I stay more on English shore, the evening music plays. I'm on the morning train just to cross the raging main. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. My true love, she was beautiful. My true love, she was young. Her eyes are like the diamonds, bright and silvery was her tongue. Silvery was her tongue, the boys look, she's far away. She's taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. It's a blow, you insect, oh, and a road and I will go. I'll stay no more on England shore to hear the music play. I'm on the morning train just across the raging main. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. Thank you. Good morning, yes, we're the Pioneers. And this is a Heritage Day Living Stories event, or weekend, Heritage Day weekend, whatever. That was a song about coming from far away to Australia, 10,000 miles. It's not that far now, of course, you fly in an aeroplane. But, you know. I don't know what it is now, 17 hours, 18 hours. Don't measure things in terms of distance anymore, do we? This is the sound of a mandolin being tuned. Quite a common sound in our band because they go out of tune all the time, especially when they're outside by water. We're in a very nice little posse here, if you can't see us. We're right by the wetlands. Come and say hello, ask for your favourite Aussie bush band song. We've probably forgotten it. But we might try. Thank you. one, two. So another song about coming here from over there, because these are the stories of people who first came to this country. This one's called With My Swagger on My Shoulders, about someone coming to Australia to look for gold. Didn't find any gold, but well, he did find a bit of gold, but he spent it all. It was a bit like that. Went down to the pub. And eventually worked out, ah, this is a good place to live anyway, so I'll stay here. I won't worry about the gold. And first I left all England shores, its yards as we were told, as our folks in Australia to pick up lumps of gold. Now when we got to Melbourne town, Beretta's in the slip. Get even with the captain, I'll have kepled from the ship. With my swagger on my shoulder, the black belly in my hand, I'll travel the bush of Australia like a true-born native man. We made our course to Geelong town or West Ballarat. Oh, it's summer lads got mighty thin and then some got sleek and fair. Some tried the luck at Bendigo and some at Fiery Creek. Well, I made a fortune in a day, I spent it in a week. With my swag on my shoulder, black billy in my hand, I'll travel the bush of Australia like a true-born native man.
I will now. It on me back and off to Pony Line. It is the best of the tucker tracks and I say it till I die. With my swagger on my shoulder, the black belly in my hand, I'll travel the bush of Australia like a true-born native man. With my swagger on my shoulder, the black belly in my hand, I'll travel the bush of Australia like a true-born native man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With my swag on my shoulder. We're the Pioneers Bush Band over there. On the bass is Pete. Pete the bass. Boom, boom, boom. Liz is in the middle, and I'm David. And the Pioneers Bush Band has been in existence since 1984, with Liz and myself mainly. Keeping it going and have odd people coming along to play with us, odd people like Pete.
Just travel a fair way to do things like this.
So we've been going since the last century.
Pete's come all the way down from Broome to be insulted. He lives in Broome during the winter and down here in the summer because he's a bit of a wimp. He doesn't like the wet.
It's the arthritis.
I know, it gets his... It makes his double bass feel a bit greasy too. Okay, here's another story song. This one's about, this one comes from Queensland actually. It's about, it's a love song. Written around about 1860, so I've been told, or so I've read, about a couple going down the river in a gum tree canoe. Pretty little song.
One, two, three, one.
sing you a ditty, a sweet little song. Just like a lover, I won't keep you long. I'll sing all the times when our love was so new, and we sailed on the merry river, boys, in a gum tree canoe. And we rode on the water sizzling, like a feather we did float along, in a gum tree canoe. On a thorn barney river, in a hut I was born, built out of thorns and one willow palm. But there I met Julie, Julie's true, and we sailed down the merry river, boys, in a gum tree canoe. And we rode on the water sizzling, like a feather we did float along, in a gum tree canoe. Thumb on the banjo, my toe on the oar, sing to my tune, sing as a roar. And the stars shone down on Julie's the truth, on the night we rode out in our gum tree canoe. And we rode on the water sizzling, like a feather we did float along, in a gum tree canoe. While it was 4 solid days we sailed in the bay, we could not get back so we were forced to stay, until we spied a large ship flying the flag of true blue, and she took us in time aboard, in a gum tree canoe. And we rode on the water sizzling, like a feather we did float along, in a gum tree canoe. Yes, we rode on the water sizzling, like a feather we did float along, in a gum tree canoe.
Thank you very much. The Gum Tree Canoe, beautiful song. And so we got to come, that's some traditional songs there, what they call traditional songs. But, and then, of course, you're playing some Australian folk country music. You got to start with a song by the man himself, Slim Dusty. Here's a song that he wrote back in the early 50s, when rock and roll was sort of first sweeping the world and Australia began to hear about it.
Shock, horror.
And so Slim got in the act there and he wrote his little song about all the animals rocking and rolling in the bush. I don't know what he was rocking and rolling on, but it's probably a pint or two of that.
He doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink.
No.
I know, he's naturally high. Eucalyptus leaf chewing or something.
Slim was actually teetotal for there.
Okay, so Slim's song. Since the bush lamb boogie came around this way, you can almost hear him crunching on a eucalyptus leaf.
Oh, the gum trees at 7 Mile, while swinging they sway in the boogie style, reflects in the river, sweep and spray. The possum tops the ground with bees, the dingoes howl in an off peak key. Since the bushland boogie came around this way, while Swaggy jumped up from the hedge, he rushed to the possum and silently achieved and threw his bottles all away. Oh, just outside his old bark shack, I let the old wombat bowl on the jack. Since the bushland boogie came around this way. Thank you.
nice old Jersey cow. She's strutting down the kayak now. Swings her hips in a sleazy minuet. The old man sits on the kayak rail and he's banging his pipe on an empty pail. There's a bushman boogie came around his way. For his old gray mare and neighbor's hack, well, the kid has to get to the green outback. Join the frolics where that brownies play. Everyone gets around with the chicken and friends, and they dream about the old barn dance. Since the bushland boogie came around its way. Local pub, he took another look, gave his eyes a rush. Very smartly, he gave the blues away. He swears by everything that's true. We saw Nemea dancing with a kangaroo. Magpies whistled the woogie, woogie way. All the gum trees at 7 mile, while the singer they sway in the boogie style. Rejoice in the rhythm, the sweet band play. And everyone gets around with a chicken and fries, and they dream about the old fire dance. Since the bushland boogie came around, since the bushland boogie came around, since the bushland boogie came around this way.
Thank you. Song by Slim Dusty.
And so, when are we going to play, are you wondering? Slim's famous song from 1947. That's what you're wondering, isn't it? Now you played a Slim Dusty song, you've got to play his really, really famous, top of the charts.
Not Duncan.
Not Duncan, no. He didn't even like that one. He didn't want to record that one. They made him. No, this is a great song from 1947, When the Rain Tumbles Down in July.
Thank you.
fire. And from the black where the fences have vanished, and the storm clouds gather on high, and the wheels of the wagon stop turning. On the hunt, in the barn, through the day, and the driver draws rein by the river. Well, it's been years since he's seen it so high. That's just the story of homeward. And when the rain, well, it tumbles down in July. Ah, when the rain tumbles down in July.
Thank you. Beautiful song by Slim Dusty, When the Rain Tumbles Down in July.
Oh, no, we don't do that one.
This is a song that Joy McKean, Slim Dusty's wife, wrote. And Slim actually recorded a whole album of her songs. I think some of her songs are the best ones he ever did, but this one's called Walk a Country Mile. Joy McKean.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Well, I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy roads and drunk. If I wonder again where I was going, I knew I'd just have to walk that country mile. Now a country mile would be the longest distance that a man could ever travel when he's down. You curse that never-ending road before you, you think you'll never make it into town. But you meet a friend or two along that beach, and you learn a lot you never knew before. Well, if that journey takes a lifetime, when you're 40 or two, you just don't give up easy anymore. 'Cause I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy roads and drives. If I wonder again where I was going, then you and just have to walk that country mile. Walking that long mile has shown the changes. There's changes in the people and the land. But I bet that road to marble bars from better than when I drove with trucks and caravans. You know, that country bloke is still the same old bastard, no matter what place he's working in. And although I've traveled many miles, I still can't wait to see what that next country mile will bring. 'Cause I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy roads and drives. If I wondered if where I was going, I knew I just had to walk that country mile. travel down some muddy roads and drive. If I wondered in where I was going, I knew I just have to walk that country, just have to walk that country, just have to walk that country mile. Oh, thank you, Slim Dusty.
Oh,
John McKean's song, Walk a Country Mile. Well, here's a song, homegrown song. This is a song I wrote, first of all, for Australian, West Australian school kids, so we could sing about what a lucky, how lucky we are to live in this wonderful place. No other land on earth. Of course, it's more than just a kid's song, though. It's called No Other Land on Earth. Title track from one of our CDs. You and me. There is no other land on earth where we would rather be. So put your hands together and let's sing in harmony. From the sounds and the colours of this beautiful country, it's Western Australia, a place for you and me. There's no other land on earth where we would rather be. Western Australia, a place for you and me. There's no other land on earth where we would rather be. Woo! We love the tall green forests and we love the wee bell too. There's gold mines at Kalgoorlie and there's even one at Kew. There's plenty space for walking, everybody knows it's true. Well, let's have Mother Nature keep it good for me and you. Cause it's Western Australia, a place for you and me. But there's no other land on earth where we would rather be. Western Australia, a place for you and me. Where we would rather be. Woo! Said the people here are friendly, got so much to share. No matter what your colour, clothes you choose to wear. When the sun is shining or when rain comes tumbling down, West Australia's looking lovely, it's the fool who puts it down. It's Western Australia, a place for you and me. There's no other land on earth where we would rather be. Western Australia, a place for you and me. No other land on earth where we would rather be. West Australia. Now here's a story, here's a bit of a story from West Australia. A fellow called C.Y. O'Connor, you probably all heard of. He designed the Mundaring Weir and the pipeline out to Kalgoorlie to take the water out to Kalgoorlie about over 100 years ago now. And we play at the Mundaring Weir Hotel every Sunday on a fortnightly, every fortnight on a Sunday afternoon, the Mundaring Weir Hotel, right next to the pipeline. And the pub itself was originally the site office for the works for the weir. So I've included that in my song, a tribute to C.Y. O'Connor. O'Connor's called Water for Kalgoorlie. About 100 years ago, C.Y. O'Connor had a dream. A pipeline to Kalgoorlie for the Gold Coast water scheme. Now such a thing had never been done, but it worked, some shouted no. But one day in the gold fields, the water began to flood.
commandeering wheel. A towel is where they raise a glass or three. Let's raise one now to the man who dreams of water folk as woolly. And if those walls could talk, they'd tell many a fine story. There's men who built the weir for the water folk as woolly. And dreamers of this world are the ones who give us hope. A better world for all of us, their vision does invoke. And O'Connor was a man with a spirit that couldn't move. 100 men that go to work and the gold fields life improve. The Mandaring Weir Hotel is where they raise the glass for free. Let's raise one out of the man who dreams of water folk at Bully. And if those walls could talk, they'd tell many a fine story. There's men who built the weir for the water folk at Bully. Part of the child, something that you all must know. The man who dreamed it all never saw the water flow. But his spirit lingers on in the gulf of towns and here. A lifetime for a lifetime, for O'Connor, raise a cheer. The Mandaring Weir Hotel is where they raise a glass or three. Let's raise one out of the man who dreamed of water for Kalgoorlie. And if those walls could talk, they'd tell many a fine story. There's men who built the weir for the water for Kalgoorlie. There's men who built the weir for the water for Kalgoorlie.
Thank you. Tribute
of course, he also designed the harbour.
Well, it's getting a bit muggy. It reminds me of a song. I'm a mug. No, not that one. I'm a mug. I was a mug, now I'm not a mug, I'm a cup. Okay, this is a song about shearing. When it gets really hot and stinky hot, they start having a bit of a whinge and pray for rain, because that cools everything down. It's called Another Fall of Rain.
The weather has been sultry for a fortnight's time or more. Shearers, they've been driving night and night. Summer got the century as never had done before. But now our hands are waiting for the rain. Oh, the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in. His Spanish wrist is aching with the pain. And the second man's fear will make it hard for him. Unless we get another fall of rain. While the sky is clouding over and the thunder's muttering loud, clouds are driving eastward over the plain. And I see the lightning flashing from the edge of yon black cloud, and I hear the gentle patter of the rain. Oh, the bus is getting rusty and the ring is caving in. His Spanish wrist is aching with the pain. And the second man will make it hard for him unless we get another fall of rain. Driving eastward all the plain. And I see the lightning flashing from the edge of yon black cloud. You hear the gentle patter of the rain.
Oh, the bus is getting rusty, and Ringo's caving in. His Spanish wrist is aching with the pain.
And the second man I see him will make it hard for him unless we get another fall of rain. So let's put on your stoppers and let us to the hut where we'll gather round, we'll have a friendly game. When summer plays here's a can, some play empty up, summer games and out, but at the rain.
Oh, the bus is getting rusty and the ring is caving in, and his Spanish wrist is aching with the pain.
And then second last year we will make it hard for him unless we get another fall of rain. Unless we get another fall of rain.
Unless we get another fall of rain.
That was a surprise ending. Thank you. I was surprised that he didn't end.
Okay, here's another West Australian history lesson, reminder.
Well, that's what we're about
living stories, yes.
Stories.
This is a true story. About some Fenians, Irish men, fighting for freedom of Ireland from Great Britain, from England. Were imprisoned in Frio and they were helped to escape. By some Americans. And this is the story of the Catalpa. A noble whale ship and commander, they call the Catalpa, they say. Sailed boldly into Fremantle and took six brave Fenians away. So come all your screw orders and jailers, remember Puerto Rico today. You take care of the rest of your Fenians, all the Yankees will steal them away. For 7 long years they had served here, and 7 long more had to stay. For defending their country, old Ireland, but that they were banished away. To come all his screw orders and jailers, remember Puerto Rico today. You take care of the rest of your Fenians, all the Yankees will steal them away. Now all the birth boats were a-racing, and they were making tax hard for the swap. When the Yankee jacked into Fremantle, laid up with the best prize on the lot. So come along in screw orders and jailers, remember Puerto Rico today. You take care of the rest of your Fenians, or the Yankees will steal them away. So the Georgette, she was hung with gold warriors, the Catalpa she made for the traps. But she hoisted her star-spangled banner, saying you will not board me again. So come on, you screw orders and jailers, remember Puerto Rico today. You take care of the rest of your Fenians, all the Yankees will steal them away. sight than America, but there they'll be able to say, hoist up the green flag and shamrock, hooray for old Ireland we sign. So come on, you screw waters and jailers, remember Perth Riga today. You take care of the rest of your Fenians, or the Yankees will steal them away. Cause the Yankees will steal them away. Thank you. Yes, true story of the Catalpa. Here's another bit of history. Australian history, not just West Australian. This is about a fella called Ned. Ned Kelly. Song by Red Gum. Contemporary song about a historical fact.
Put my father in an early grave and I slung my mother in jail. Now I don't know what's right or wrong, cause I have Christ on my six kids at home, two still on the ground, couldn't even get a home. Oh, Ned, you better off dead, at least you can get the peace of mind. You're right on the track and you're right on your back, boy, they're gonna hang you high. You know I wrote a letter about the string of our creek, cause I couldn't understand how I might be a bush ranger, but I'm not a murdering man. Now I didn't want to shoot Kennedy or that couple of gun. He alone could have saved his life, but throwing down a gun. Oh, Ned, you better off dead, at least you can get some peace of mind. You're out on the track and you're right on your back, and boy, they're gonna hang you high. Took Ned Kelly, hanged him in the Melbourne jail, fought so very brave, dressed in iron mail. But no man single-handed can hope to break the bars. It's a thousand like Ned Kelly gonna hoist the flag of stars. And we're singing now, poor Ned, you better off dead, at least you can get some peace of mind. You're right on the track and they're right on your back, boy, they're gonna hang you high. Sing about poor Ned, you better off dead, at least you get some peace of mind. Well, you're out on the track and they're right on your back, boy, they're gonna hang you high.